This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday night was all about the highly anticipated big Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight, where it was 27-year-old Jake Paul beating 58-year-old Mike Tyson. There were no knockdowns. Here is the final decision being announced.
After eight full rounds, declaring your winner by unanimous decision, Jake El Gallo Paul!
I like that the bell at the end is like, calm down, everybody. I know you're mad. I know you're very disappointed in this fight, but we're going to ring a bell again.
Millions tuned in.
A lot of people did.
But many seemed upset about it.
Yes.
So that leads us to want to ask a simple question. And that simple question is this. The Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight. What did you think about it? Sammy in Redmond, what did you think about the fight on Friday night?
It was probably the most anticlimactic thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny because I think we were all so hyped up. And then once it happened and everything was going on, I don't know what you thought, Sammy. I was just like, well, what did we expect? He is 58. He almost died recently. And Jake Paul, he did. They had to postpone the fight because he almost died. And I still had hope that it was going to be better than that.
Yeah, I definitely hoped for a lot better, but it was, so much hype, and then it was like, oh, okay, that was, all right.
Wah, wah. At least the fights before that one were good.
For sure. What was it? Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor?
Yeah. Woo.
Jordan in Wenatchee, the same simple question to you. Honestly, how did you feel about the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Jordan?
Sorry about that. My bad. It was a great fight. It was fun at first. The first couple rounds, I'm like, okay, someone's actually going to knock one of these guys out. And then it just kind of got boring. And I mean, the fights before were awesome. But other than that, I think it's more like it's like WWE mixed with boxing the way he came out.
Jordan, it's so funny you say that because I was trying to keep like little notes. I didn't watch it that night. I watched it the next day and I was like, I wrote down, I'm like, this is pro wrestling basically because it felt that way like from the Paul brothers came out in that car.
Oh, yeah.
They had the pigeon in the back. And then they were playing the song that was featured in The Hangover with Mike Tyson in the air tonight, Phil Collins. Great. I was like, this is just pomp and circumstance. Everything was great until the bell rang.
The simple question, we're going to ask it to Dan on Kitsap Peninsula. What did you think of the fight Friday night?
I thought it was exciting for about the first two rounds. When Tyson actually hit Jake Paul, he hit him with some real force, and you could see that it really rocked him when he hit him a couple times. But the fight just kind of petered out, you know. Tyson kind of lost momentum and just lost energy. You could tell that, you know, he's getting older, and you could see that.
It made me wonder, like,
Jake Paul kind of seemed to, you know, he seemed like he was in very good condition. He looked great.
He did, and I mean, I know a lot of people are giving him a hard time just because of what he does, but I'm like, he's bringing a lot of eyes to the sport of boxing that wouldn't typically watch, and I bet a lot of people were won over by the the preliminary fights.
Totally.
And I mean, you have to attribute him for getting a lot of people to watch that. As much as you want to hate the guy, but at the end of the day, like, he clearly loves boxing. It saved his life, as they shared on, like, the announcers mm-hmm. were talking about it. And in a way, like, say what you will about him and his ability. And yeah, he was fighting a guy who's almost 60, but still, like, I mean, there was a millions upon millions of people who probably would never even watch a boxing fight that ended up tuning in and maybe will become a fan because of it.
Oh, without question. 206-803-ROCK, the simple question to Tim on Bainbridge Island. What did you think of the fight on Friday night?
Your phone stinks, man.
Justin in Ferndale, same simple question to you. How did you feel about the fight?
Well, I don't know if you guys heard, but this just in, Jake Paul also challenged freaking Barry Bonds to a home run derby. But, but what you want to call it? No, the female fight, that's what got me into it. Like, the two-guy fight, that was amazing. The female fight, decisions are decisions.
Yeah.
But as for the Mike Tyson fight, if that wasn't rigged, I don't know what was, because
you know, I don't feel like it was rigged. I do think that Jake Paul, once he realized that Mike's legs were just done and he couldn't do much, I think that he intentionally did not go for the kill, because I mean, that would have been awkward if, like, what if something really bad happened at that point? Like, you know, it was just like, you know, Mike Tyson isn't even moving. He's just standing there protecting his face. I mean, at that point, just ride it out till the end.
Yeah, I was just excited to see him back in the ring at all, but...
Dude, that was the thing for me, as much as, like, I know, Danny, you hated the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so boring.
And you know what's the funny thing is? Because I didn't watch it live, I had heard so much negativity about this, so I went into it with such low expectations. And to be honest with you, there was the moment right before the fight started, and Mauro Ranallo, who's one of the announcers, he said this, and this basically summed up how I felt.
I think we've all stepped into the Matrix.
As a guy who grew up watching Mike Tyson, I never thought in a million years I would get to see him in the ring once again. So, yeah, the fight itself is whatever. But, man, just seeing him come out with, like, just wearing all black like he used to. He didn't even have an entourage. Mm-hmm. He just looked like a killer. And then when the bell rang and he's in the ring, I'm like, this is just bonkers that Mike Tyson is fighting once again. And there were a couple moments in the first round where I was like, man, it looks good. He's looking good. Then he just tired out quick.
Yeah, that'll happen when you're 58.
When you're 50. That's the thing. As much as, think about anyone in your life that's 58 years old. Could you ever picture them even pulling off something that he pulled off like he did? I thought that was really inspiring in that sense.
Absolutely.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.